Okay, why don't we take a little bit longer break now, maybe 15 minutes, and then we'll come back and we'll go over the rest of the outline. So if you haven't read the rest of the outline yet, please read it now. Okay? So come back at 25 past, okay? A set of CDs with the guided meditations on the Lam Rim or the Gradual Path to Enlightenment. So this is them. So there will be a copy placed in the PKS library, and you can, you know, listen to it. You'll get an idea of how to lead some of the meditations on the gradual path by doing them and listening to these. Also, on the 14th disc, you can from it you can print out the meditation outline. In other words, what's what's said in all the preceding meditations, so that you'll have, you know, the audio form. And then if you want to train to lead other people in it, you know, you'll have the written form too, so that you can go over the points with others if you're leading the meditation. Okay, so there's many different meditations in here on the different stages of the path, the different teachings that the Buddha gave. So just to let you know that that'll be a resource, because during this, the next couple of weeks when you meet, you know, I'm going to ask you to be leading meditation, so that will be helpful for you to figure out how to do it. Let's just talk a little bit about how I led the meditation that we just did, to point out to you some of the things that you do when you're leading meditations. So, what did I do? How did I start off? Did you forget the meditation, the session that you just did? Yeah? Right. So first, I explained all the steps of the meditation. I went through the whole meditation giving you the description and the instructions before we even did it, okay? So that you would know the overall view of it. And I also talked a little bit about the purpose, why we do this particular kind of meditation. You know, who the Buddha was, why we visualize the Buddha, things like that. So I described that briefly and gave the sequence of the steps. And then, as he said, then we started out with a little bit of breathing meditation to calm our mind when we actually started to meditate. Okay? So before the meditation, describe the overall purpose and the steps, and then start the meditation with the breathing meditation. And then what? No one remembers? Don't wait. I know what I did. I don't need to tell you again. You need to remember and tell me.
You also introduced the mantra to us. Can you explain to you what the mantra stands for?
Yeah. So actually, that introducing the mantra to you and explaining what it meant, that was done as part of the initial overview of the meditation before we did the breathing meditation. Okay? So that was part of the introduction that I gave. Yeah? Describing the purpose, all the steps, the mantra. Okay. When we actually started the meditation, we started with breathing meditation. And then what did I have you do? Before we did the visualization, what? The motivation. Okay? So we had the the silent meditation to watch your breath, to calm your mind. Then remember, I led you in a little motivation, talking about how we have the Buddha potential, we have a precious human life, you know, and so our purpose for doing this is to purify our mind and go, you know, head towards Buddhahood. So that motivation's very important, because why we do something determines whether what we do is valuable and virtuous, or whether it's, you know, neutral or whatever. So it's very important just to take a minute to generate that bodhicitta motivation. You can do it in different ways. Remember yesterday I did it during the meditation? Okay, I did it in a different way yesterday than I did today. But you always generate the motivation. Okay? And then like you said, I paused, gave you a time to think about that. And then what? What was the first step in the actual meditation on the medicine Buddha? Was it first visualization? I asked you to think about something else first before you imagined the medicine Buddha. What was it? Now that's part of the visualization.
You asked us to generate some aspiration for the mind.
That came later also. That came after we did the visualization, yeah?
Is it to visualize those other sentient beings in the world?
Yeah. No, I first asked you to think about what it would feel like to have impartial compassion for everybody, remember? And what it would feel like to have wisdom that knew the ultimate and conventional natures. So when I asked you to just think of what that would feel like, what I was trying to do was to get you to think about what the medicine Buddha's qualities were. Okay, do you remember that now? Okay. So, you know, to think about his generosity or patience or love and compassion, just as qualities, and to, you know, without the visualization first, and just what it would feel like to have those qualities. And then, once you had tuned in a little bit to what the Buddha's qualities were, then I said, imagine those qualities appearing in the form of the medicine Buddha. Okay? And then, like somebody said, then came the point where I said, I talked about, you know, what he looked like and what he was holding and all this kind of stuff. So I went over the details of what he looked like. Okay, after we went over the details and you meditated a little bit quietly on that, then what did we do? Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. I'm sure glad this is on tape.
Did I think the light feeling?
Not yet. Yeah, to the aspirations, the qualities that we want to develop. So I had you think a little bit about what you want to purify in your mind, the qualities you want to work on and develop, where you want your Dharma practice to go. Okay? So somebody might, you know, make an aspiration in front of the Buddha and say, I have a really bad temper, you know, I really want to work at my temper so that I don't explode at other people so much, and so please help me to become more peaceful and more patient, you know, please help me to become more compassionate because this is what I want to do to make my life meaningful. So that I don't harm and I benefit others. Okay? So after the initial visualization, then it was the part of making the aspiration. So there was a chunk of silent time there for you to think about that and express that aspiration to the Buddha. Then what did we do after the aspiration? Now the thing you keep saying, come on, what? Visualization of what? The light coming, okay. Yeah, so we've made this aspiration, and in response, because the medicine Buddha is very pleased with our aspiration, then he sends all sorts of this brilliant blue light that comes and flows into us, and goes out and flows into all the other sentient beings. Yeah? And remember I said you can imagine people you know, and you can imagine political figures and whatever, okay? So then we spent some time just imagining the blue light going into ourself and others, feeling purified, feeling like we've gotten in touch with the medicine Buddha's qualities. Then what did we do after the visualization of the light? Then we chanted the mantra, okay? So we chant the mantra and visualize the light at the same time. Okay, after chanting the mantra, then what? I rang the bell, yes. But what after that? Huh? Not dedication yet, come on. Right, then we had the medicine Buddha come on our head. Then he dissolved into a ball of blue light, and that blue light dissolved into our heart. And then I asked you to feel like your heart and mind and the Buddha's heart and mind had become inseparable, and that your body was very clean and clear. And then at the end came, come on, you said it before. Dedication, right. Okay. So you'll find, okay, now what's very interesting, we just did the meditation. Do you see how much difficulty you had remembering the steps of the meditation? You know, even though we did it together, could you have done it on your own afterwards? You know, I think that might have been difficult. You didn't remember all the steps in the right order and you forgot some steps. Okay, as you do this practice and as you prepare to lead other people in doing meditations, because you have to do the meditations yourself and practice them yourself and learn to guide yourself through all the steps of the meditation, because you have to do that if you're going to lead a group doing it. So just by this process, your own meditation practice will improve. Okay? Because it's quite amazing. Sometimes when we don't have to leave others, we just kind of space out. We let who was ever leading lead, and we just go along with it. Because that's basically what you did, right? Sometimes in doing that, we forget the steps, and we get, you know, if that happens all the time that others lead, then we never learn to guide our own meditation practice. So, but when we have to lead others, then we know we have to get it together first. So we start practicing more, don't we? And by that practice that we're doing in order to lead others, our own practice improves greatly. So in my group in Seattle, you know, at the very beginning, people didn't want to learn to lead meditations. But then they saw that as they started to do so, their own meditation practice really, really improved. So I think if you're conscientious and, you know, follow up on this, that's what will happen with you. Yeah. Any comments so far? I hope you remembered what I said at the beginning of the class about the five precepts. I hope you maybe, you know, were taping everything. So I really hope that you get the tapes and listen to them. It sounds like not just once, but a few times. Yeah? Maybe take some notes so you remember stuff. Okay. So let's go on page 5, right? Okay, so before I just start this, what I just did is I guided a meditation, and then we just did a debriefing about how I guided it, okay? But did you notice that at the end of the meditation, before the break time, I also did a little bit of a debrief, and I said, what did you experience, or do you have any questions? Okay? So that was before the break, you know, just after you finish the meditation. I did that because sometimes people have questions, like a few of you did, about the steps in the meditation. Sometimes people might want to express a little bit what they experienced, and it can lead into a very interesting discussion. Let me see if I can think of an example. Somebody might say, well, when I was meditating and thinking of the light coming in, I was thinking of healing all my jealousy. And I felt that visualizing healing my jealousy was very, very effective. So one person might say that. That gives everybody else a new idea of what they can meditate on when they're doing it, because they may not have thought of purifying their jealousy and visualizing the light curing and healing their jealousy. Okay? So letting one person say something about what they did gives other people ideas what they can do. Yeah. Somebody may follow in the discussion and say, yeah, I have a problem with jealousy too. How do we work with jealousy? And then from there, you might actually get into a little bit of a discussion about what jealousy is and how it works, and different people in the audience may contribute different things. Yeah. So very often after meditation, people might bring up topics that you can lead a group discussion in, and that reveal many interesting points. Okay.